This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I haven't talked to him for a few weeks. I do need to give him a call because he's on my list, on my rotation, but I haven't tried to make it anything more than the normal conversations we would have. It's just nothing that there's nothing else I can talk to him about besides we've had that one conversation about it. So it's just kind of in that mode right now.
That was John Harbaugh yesterday, asked if he's talked to Justin Tucker recently, and he says, well, he's on my list of people to talk to, but has not talked to him as of yet. And as we heard from Sashi Brown the day before, if Justin Tucker wants to show up, he will show up for OTAs because he's still part of this team.
Well, let's start there. I think we've gotten to know a little bit more about this guy the last few months and what Justin Tucker thinks of Justin Tucker, both through his very well-reported actions and allegations against him. And certainly he's not denying that he was in 15 or 16 different spas, right? He's not denying that there was this magnitude and depth of interactions. Now he's disputing
what happened.
What people are saying went on there. Multiple people independently without getting together are saying. But he also has released a couple statements in which it's pretty clear that Justin Tucker's a megalomaniac who loves him some Justin Tucker. So how do you think he's going to handle this? Because I think he's going to pretend there ain't nothing to see here. I told you guys nothing happened. I'm going to work. I got to get better. Wasn't my best year. Probably my worst. But I'm the best kicker in the history of this league. And the building's open. Things are open for business. I'm in the business of kicking.
Well, don't you think if he does show, PR has to make it available to the media?
I mean, They don't have to,
but they should.
I'm on record. He's never stepping foot in that building again as a player. I just don't see it. Now, I'll admit I was wrong if it happens.
Well, how's this going to go down then? How are they going to stop?
I think he's
going
to get released before they get to that point.
Now that would be interesting because they're hiding behind this investigation.
That's fine. At some point they got to make a football decision. They need a better kicker.
But they couldn't have.
At some point they'll spin it as a football decision.
And if that's the case, why didn't it already happen?
I don't know, but I think it will.
And potentially, if they do end up drafting a kicker, maybe at that point you just cut bait.
But the offseason program beginning before that. He's going to have access to that building.
Yeah, well, they have workouts.
Lifting and all that, and then you start having the informal workouts, and then you start having the OTAs.
Yeah, the rookie camp is right after the draft, and then the first organized veteran camp is, I think, a little after that.
Yep.
I mean, they're not fools. They've played out this endgame. They know the CBA. If they wanted to keep him from ever stepping foot in their building again, why wouldn't they have cut him before they talked to the media at the combine or before they talked to the media yesterday?
I might be a dope because I can't answer your questions because you're right. But I do think he's getting released before we get to that point.
That's what I would have liked to have seen at the combine, like what the Jets did with Aaron Rodgers. Procedurally, they would have had to have waited till the start of the league.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, it sounds like.
To designate him a post-June 1 cut. And then at that point, you make it real. But Yeah.
Why are they walking on eggshells around this guy if they're going to bar him from their building?
I have no idea.
Why are they clearly letting everybody know that, hey, these are the workplace rules of the NFL, and we are bound to follow those. And so it seems to me they're actually setting the stage for, if homeboy wants to show up and kick some NFL registered footballs that we have rights to, we can't stop him from doing that.
Well, Sashi spelled it out.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, so why would they be doing all that if you're telling me he's never going to step foot in the building again?
I'm a moron. I'm going to stay on record that he will never step foot in the building as a player.
I thought this was going to be.
I'm the same guy that said Valentine's Day.
I was right there with you. I thought Valentine's Day as well. It's been a while.
You got to give me credit. I'm standing my ground, Jason.
Well, so are they. I don't know that I need to give anybody credit. They're standing by their guy, and you're standing by your timeline.
Yeah. Well, my
That's
timeline
already expired.
Yeah. My timeline
but
has changed.
But I'm just saying, this guy is all lawyered up, and he came out there talking mealy-mouthed, cockamamie stuff like a lawyer.
Cockamamie.
That clearly was, to me, why would he do that? He'd do that because he's sending a message to those fans and their sponsors that, we're letting this process play out. And if we let this process play out, we can't bar this guy from our building. So when this guy's in our building, don't blame us.
By the way,
blame the league. The league's going to take a lot of time to do this.
I'm still waiting for the defamation case.
By the way, I have not seen a chicken ad in a long time.
Yeah, good point.
He has not.
You've also not seen a statement saying we disassociate ourselves from this individual.
They've just quietly done it. He's never going to do an ad again. They don't need to release.
You're sure?
They're talking with their money.
Come on.
They're talking with their money. They don't need to release a statement. He hadn't done another ad.
Big Chicken can't quit this guy.
Big Chicken has quit this
Big
guy.
Chicken
When's the last time you saw him?
I don't watch TV, so I don't.
That's a good point.
It's on during a sporting event, which I guess it kind of would be.
Countdown to Gunnar Henderson hawking chicken, I think, is on.
Yeah.
Or who else could it be? Mean Dean.
People might not want that stench on them. You're going to have to pay way more than the going.
No, it really doesn't.
Drive in Salisbury on a hot day. Chicken doesn't smell good.
I'm talking about fried chicken.
Yeah. Even that doesn't smell good.
No, you're
stepping into some stench there. I mean, you're replacing a defrocked pitch man.
Yeah.
Don't you think you got to pay more?
Everyone's got their price.
They do, but don't you think it's more? Like, you know what you're doing.
Hey.
You're not replacing.
Hey, is Royal Farms big in College Park? How about Buzz? Ben just put in my ear. Buzz doing some chicken.
Willard was a chicken.
How about Harbs?
Yeah, he was.
How about Harbs? New contract?
Harbs doesn't need the money, and that would be really Harbs has already said some weird stuff about Tucker. Taking over Tucker's endorsement.
Yeah, that would
First of all, I'm not convinced that this guy still isn't the face of Rofo.
By the way, we've spent the whole segment on this one.
He's showing up to work. I can tell you that.
Let's hear John Harbaugh. How about cut 24, Ben? John Harbaugh and Mark Andrews' future.
We've been in contact, back and forth. I mean, it's not like guys. It's not like guys want to hear from me every day. Any of them. It's like, Coach, you call me again. But Mark's in a good place. He's working really hard. I fully expect him to be playing for us next year. He's just too good a player.
So I'm going to disagree again. I think he's going to get traded.
I don't think this rules out a trade. I mean, he expects them. You've paid him $4 million in a roster bonus already, and he had a really good second half for you. But I think perceived value, the ability to derive value, I would say his future to me is still nebulous.
I've changed on this. I think he's staying.
Oh, you've changed since I thought maybe again.
No, I think he's staying.
Yeah, you think the $4 million precludes them from trading him?
I think it's a big factor.
I think it allows them to acquire more in trade because he's only $7 million.
Absolutely, but when's the last time we've seen this team do that?
It's the first time for everything.
Yeah. How many occasions have there been where they had a guy they thought about trading? Hey,
this is a team that has zero tolerance policy on anything that could ever be wrong. Well, the coach said it.
Well, the coach did.
Yeah. And they didn't clean it up. And for 5 years, you didn't hear them say that they didn't. Or 3 years,
whatever. The Watson thing.
Three years.
Yeah.
So, you're sure?
I'm not going Stone Cold Lock 100%. Stony baloney.
You Sharpie in it?
But I'd say at least 80-20 he's here.
No. Boom. 80%.
80-20.
Talk with your chest, Bone.
I am.
Coming up next here on the program, Orioles, they're off today, back in action against the Red Sox tomorrow. Garrett Crochet is on the mound for the Red Sox. That should be interesting. Our own Mike Bordick, he's an Orioles Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. What has he seen from the O's through five games? He's going to tell you next here on The Fan.